one toll-free here at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we share with you tonight. Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
Mark is having pig difficulties, so he will not be joining us tonight. Apparently the pigs escaped their pen today, and that was something that apparently happened shortly before the show started tonight.
Mm.
Yeah, bad stuff when that happens. I guess 855, 450 free, but I'm a city dweller, so I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, no, nor me. I've never even ridden a horse. Have you ridden a horse?
No, when I was a kid, I probably had the opportunity to do so, but I didn't much care for horses back then.
Huh.
I don't know why I didn't like them. I think it's because they were, you know, they had big poops or something like that. So, 855 450 free, the SACL CAI toll free line. We will take your calls about anything, and we're going to go to Lumpy on Skype. And hopefully, Lumpy will sound okay because our last Skype call did not. We'll see if it's our side or his. Lumpy.
Hi, guys. How am I sounding?
Sound clear, clear as a bell. Go ahead.
Awesome. This is my first time calling in on Skype. I got a few things. Hopefully, I can spit out as quickly as possible. You know, I know that somebody mentioned, I think it was a second caller, had mentioned that, you know, he thought this topic of Cantwell was so serious that he needed to, you know, he said he couldn't believe you guys weren't talking about it. But I was listening from the get-go, and when you were talking about, you know, Rodman, and to me, you guys were talking about the same damn thing. It was the exact same thing. When you get to know somebody face-to-face, and you have a heart-to-heart, and you start to learn, hey, there's a human being behind this, not some guy on a video who's screaming whatever. Yeah, he's angry. And you know what? He also never stated at what point in time he was going to use the defense. He was going to draw the line in the sand. He didn't say kill cops. I'm not agreeing with him. I don't. I understand forgiveness and love and peace, and, you know, that's the guts to really get through. And, you know, maybe it's the drinking problem thing that they're worried about. He's maybe a hothead or something. I don't know. Maybe they're worried about how somebody's going to look to someone else. I don't know. You know, yeah, they should, you know, Jesse, as far as I'm concerned, he can do no wrong by me because I met him. I've talked with him, you know.
Let me bring our listeners up to speed here, Lumpy. What you're referring to is controversy for those of you just tuning in around Chris Cantwell. He is a sometime caller of this program, has been on the show in the past, and, you know, he's no stranger to the idea of advocating force in response to the force of the people calling themselves the state. It's a discussion we've had on the air many times with and without Chris Cantwell on the air with us in a recent blog post, actually a few weeks ago now at this point, but in a blog post about the Concord Bearcat folks, or the Concord Bearcat that is slated to possibly come to Concord. This is a militaristic police tank. He made a statement in that post about, I'll just give the quote here again. He's talking about how the government is ramping up. They're buying more arms. They're buying tanks and things like that. And he says that it's a terribly unpopular thing to say, but the answer at some point, he says, quote, is to kill government agents. And
well, here's where I take that. Where I take that is, you know, I'm not saying that you kill government agents. At some point, he's saying, you know, I'm going back maybe to the Edna Lane Brown thing. You know, neither of them did initiate any form of violence. And when I look at that thing, I take most of that as self-defense. I'm not saying these situations are identical. I do think that love and peace and forgiveness and, hey, you know, I don't know. I didn't read all the comments. I don't think I really want to. It really sounds a little childish, but you should have been kicking out Sovereign Curtis, who brought in I don't know how many people to the Free State Project and brought up so much activity up to and so much enjoyment and pleasure to Pork Fest, you know, and for, you know, whether you like Curtis or not or like the results he had or not, you know, free speech, period. Freedom, period. Really. I mean, this, you know, he didn't.
Well, now, I mean, now the Free State Project in this case does have a rule on their frequently asked questions page saying that the people who promote violence are not welcome in the Free State Project. So, yeah, free speech. But on the other hand, I mean, private organizations have a right to determine their membership, right, Lumpy?
Oh, I don't disagree with you. Yeah, I do think it is a lot of to do about very little.
I agree. Had they just let this blog post slide by and not, you know, done anything about it, it certainly wouldn't have created this uproar of a controversy. And, of course, either way, they were going to lose people, right? So I think the reason why the Free State Project Board made the decision in the first place, and by the way, this is an alleged decision. The Free State Project Board has yet to make a public statement about this. The statement here has come from Chris Cantwell. On his blog, ChristopherCantwell.com, he posted a blog post today where he reposted what he was sent from the allegedly sent from the Free State Project blog. Now, I have no reason to disbelieve Chris Cantwell, but I think it's just important to point out here the Free State Project has not denied nor confirmed this today at any point.
Right, right. But he also has not promoted violence. I don't believe he has promoted violence. I think to somebody who is thinking simply and maybe not taking in kind of more of the element of what he's saying, I'm not saying I agree with him. I don't.
I don't know, Lumpy. I mean, it's a reach to say that by couching his terms here to say that the answer at some point is to kill government agents is not promoting violence, I think is kind of a stretch. He believes that's what's inevitable. He believes that's
right.
What's coming, and, right. And therefore, and he obviously supports that. I mean,
Ian, I know you might not, and I mean, I know, I remember you had the guy that came in and broke into your house, and you went in and talked with him. I know that was wonderful how that turned out. And now there's a perfect example of how somebody doesn't have to go and do something when their property is violated. But I think what he's talking about is, and again, I'm not saying I agree with him, when there is a gang of people who want to control other people at the point of a gun, the real true violent ones here, okay? These are the real true violent ones, and he's calling them out. And he's saying when they're doing that stuff, when they're about to wreck somebody's freaking life because they're going to arrest them for God knows what, driving, spitting on the sidewalk, you name it, growing plants.
Ian Lumpy's making some sense here to me. I'm starting to viva Chris Cantwell.
But Lumpy's not saying he even agrees with Cantwell's
right.
with the statement because...
If I were getting the crap beaten out of me, Ian, and you came down the street, I guarantee you would find a way to stop that situation and defend me.
I have no problem. Hold on. I want to clarify something. I have no problem with people stepping in and stopping violence from occurring. Okay, so I don't care who's beating the crap out of you, Lumpy. If somebody comes in there, whether they have a uniform on or not, if the person beating you has a uniform on or not, I think it's entirely okay for people in the surrounding crowd. Because normally when you watch this happen, the people just stand around and they do nothing. If anything, they pull up a video camera and record it. But I would have no problem with some group of people stepping in, taking that cop from off of that person that they were beating, and then putting that cop in their own handcuffs and leaving them there. Don't hurt the cop, but, you know, just stop the violence from occurring. I don't have a problem with that. But that's not what Chris Cantwell's getting at here. He says, quote, the answer at some point is to kill government agents. And that's, you know, presuming they continue to arm up and to hurt peaceful people. Chris doesn't see liberty rising without violence, and it's a viewpoint I don't agree with at all. It's a vision
there
I don't want to look at in the future.
There is an element of society. Call it ex-cons. Call it people who have been falsely imprisoned or put in there for driving or growing a plant or something. They're pissed off. They are pissed.
And Chris has gone to jail, and he is pissed.
I'm trying to paint a picture, too, when I say that, because look at his history. He spent some time in the can, and it ain't good. It is not a good place.
I don't blame them for being upset, but I've spent time in jail, too, and it was actually a positive experience for me. I mean, some people will look at that, and they'll say, oh, well, no one would ever want that to happen. And, you know, obviously I didn't want necessarily to go to jail, but ultimately it was a good thing, and there are a lot of different ways that I can look at it as a good thing. Lumpy, if you've got more, you can hang on. We'll continue this discussion because it is one that comes up from time to time, and I think it is important. Because a lot of people have this viewpoint. Chris Cantwell's viewpoint is not uncommon. It's not uncommon to, you know, believe it's going to come to violence. It's going to come to blows. We got to kill them before they kill us. And this, you know, this mentality. But is that really going to lead to more freedom? 855-450-FREE. I don't think so. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people, like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2 XM channels and a darn big podcast, that many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, you bring up anything you want, toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got features on the site and we give them to you. Listening options, we've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They're streaming 24/7. So you can listen to us live via the streams, and then after the show is over in its live slot, it then repeats over and over again for the next 21 hours. until we again become live. So you can do that over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can get information about the over 125 radio stations that we're heard on across the country from coast to coast, our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, and our free-to-air channel brought to you by Bitcoin. There's also our webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So go to listen.freetalklive.com and learn how to get tuned in. Something else you can tune into via podcast is the School Sucks Project. It is a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. You can visit their YouTube channel and watch their controversial video, Why Libertarianism is So Dangerous. It explains the worst-case scenario that follows the overnight disappearance of the government, and the ending will shock you. SchoolSucksProject.com. Let's go back to Lumpy, calling from somewheres. Lumpy, you're back on Free Talk Live. Any further thoughts on the controversy that is currently enveloping the Free State Project group on Facebook, and probably not much further than that, and our airwaves here, about violence as a tactic against the state?
Well, no, I don't necessarily think I would do that. I do think that there are a lot of people that have come to the conclusion that that's what he meant, but that Chris Cantwell meant, and that others mean. When I first came back to New Hampshire, I first moved to New Hampshire in '85, and you know, I was a young guy, I was 15, and you know, I knew the Free State Project brought me back, but you know, I'm not, you know, you can associate me with the Free State Project or not. I'm not trying to say, hey, I'm going to just pull my name from the ranks. I'm glad they're there. I want to ally with everybody, even Cantwell. And, you know, like I think you were saying earlier on, you get around more peaceful people and, you know, things happen. And I learned to calm down a whole lot. I'm still nowhere near where I feel like I need to be or I want to be.
Well, but you're not in New Hampshire anymore. I'm sure that doesn't help.
Well, currently, yeah. I'm working. I'm trying. Once I get my land sold down, I'm on Cape Cod currently. Once that's gone, I'm back up there and, you know, things are, and we're going to, there's nothing I can do down here. Massachusetts is ridiculous.
See, part of this whole thing is it's a PR issue as well as everything else. Like, not only do I think it's morally wrong to lower yourself to the use of violence because that's what the state does, but also it just looks really, really bad. I mean, people that are out there, the people that are cowering in fear of terrorism and things like that, you know, that they believe what the government tells them, everything the government says,
and
they believe it.
I think that what Cantwell does is illustrate that that is what the state is doing now.
What do you mean?
Well, they are committing violence on many people. They're pointing guns at people on a regular basis.
They are, sure. But they get away with it because they have the aura of legitimacy. They're not your standard gang. You know, these aren't your typical group of street thugs. These are a group of thugs who have managed to attain, through the use of all this window dressing, like uniforms and pledges of allegiance and, you know, ballot boxes and things like that, they've managed to attain this aura of legitimacy in people's minds, and so therefore when they use violence, it's not looked at the same way as the average person who might employ violence to get their way. And so as long as people see them as their saviors, as long as people see them as good people for what they're doing, they'll never do any wrong in their minds. And if somebody uses violence against them in defense against the state, then they will be painted as the bad guy. The media, the state can count on them to toe the state line. The media will paint them as the bad guy. The state will paint them as the bad guy. And ultimately, that's, you know, they'll be forgotten about. I mean, who really looks back at the what was it, the killdozer guy? I mean, who looks back at that guy as a hero?
Well, you know, emotionally, in my first knee-jerk, I hate to tell you how I first reacted to that. I was like yippee when I first saw that.
I'm still like yippee. I love the video. I love the musical accompaniment to it. He didn't kill anyone. He destroyed the buildings of city council members.
That's true. No,
who
no, no.
Were running him out of town using the law.
I was entertained by the video as well. I mean, it's pretty cool that some dude made a tank out of a bulldozer or whatever, and then went around destroying the government buildings. I get that, and it, you know, it was a little bit of a rush to watch that. But on the other hand, did he stop the state? No, they rebuilt. The guy that went in and shot up the, I don't forget, it was Pennsylvania. I forget where it was. But anyway, some dude walked into a city council meeting and iced the mayor and one of the city councilors with a handgun. I mean, did that stop the government? No, they added metal detectors and security to the council meetings after that. And somebody else stepped up. Some other thug was willing to step into the place of the other one and take his position. And of course, they used that as an excuse to put a bigger security lockdown in place. And that's all that's going to happen. If somebody in the liberty movement gets violent towards the state, they'll just be used as the next example of why the government is necessary. You know, like the old what was it, Creedy, or the character in V for Vendetta. But you know, but show them why they need us. You know, they need us to protect them from all these crazies with their guns that are going to go off out there.
The Chancellor,
yes, the Chancellor, exactly. Hey, thanks for the call, Lumpy. Appreciate the thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So in your quest, those of you who believe in violence, because I know you're out there listening, in your quest to achieve liberty, you will do the opposite. By using the tool of the state, you will help the state. By using violence, you will give them the excuse to use violence against you. You'll be eliminated. And then anybody else who gets any similar ideas will also be eliminated. And the whole time, they'll use you and the thing that you do, whatever act, as justified as it might be, whatever act you perform of violence against the state will be utilized as the excuse to expand the surveillance and the police state against other innocent people. And I'm sorry, there's not going to be an uprising. There's not going to be an uprising of a bunch of people destroying the state and, you know, nothing replacing it. Sorry, that's just not going to be the case. You don't have enough. You don't have enough people who are willing to do civil disobedience, let alone somebody who's willing to pick up a gun and take another human life. Get real.
I agree with you, Ian. It always comes down to that PR business where you consider the effects of what specifically you're intending to do, kill a state trooper or something because he pulled you over. You're going to be branded as just a complete psychotic and somebody who's not fit to be in society.
Right. We know that but they're doing is psychotic. We know that by aggressing against somebody who hasn't harmed another person, that's wrong. We understand that as liberty-minded people. The average person doesn't understand that. And if it's true that people's hearts and minds need to be changed in order to achieve liberty, that ain't going to do it. Shooting people, hurting people, isn't going to change anyone's mind. It's certainly not going to change the state's mind, the people in the state's minds, and it's not going to change the observers' minds about it. It's going to, if anything, harden them further against those ideas. Oh, he's a libertarian? Ooh, guess I won't be voting for them anymore. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. They'll cheer the police on when they are hunting you down. And then they will cheer on the police state that is built up ever further around them because they'll be told it's for their own safety. More coming up. You can take control and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you'd like. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We are talking about violence and whether or not it is a useful tactic to achieve more freedom in our lifetime. Some say it's inevitable. Some say that it has to happen, that the government is not backing down and they're arming up, and so therefore violence must happen, and that's essentially the position of Chris Cantwell. And allegedly that position has gotten him removed as a participant in the Free State Project. We'll continue the discussion here in moments, and also want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We have news updates. You can get signed up, follow us via email. You get the most important updates via email. You'll also get updates during the show and around the clock sometimes, depending on when folks feel inspired to post them to our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. You can connect with all of those methods through news.freetalklive.com. Again, that's news.freetalklive.com. Also, want to invite you to connect with forcefieldenergy.com. If you are looking at doing some investing, you probably want to know about forcefieldenergy.com. I have some of their stock, as does Mark. We got it through private placement, as it is called. Now, I didn't know anything about private placement before this, so forgive me if I misstate something, but it's my understanding with this private placement, and by the way, Force Field Energy has some really cool energy-related products like LED lighting for industry and also these organic Rankine cycle converters that convert heat into usable energy. Pretty cool products, and it seems like a really exciting, futuristic company. So the private placement allows you to get a discounted rate on their normal stock price. So you can go to the OTC, you know, you can go and buy FNRG through your broker through the OTC QB exchange at like five something per share, or you can get the stock at $4 if you go with their private placement deal. Now, there is a minimum, and it's a minimum of $25,000. You've got to be a pretty serious investor in that particular case. You would then have to hold the stock for 6 months before you could possibly sell it. And after that, there's what they call a warrant for a year that allows you to get even more stock at that original $4 price. You want to learn more about that private placement deal? Get in touch with them at forcefieldenergy.com. Just click the Contact Us link there, forcefieldenergy.com. Or if you don't want to get, you know, a whole boatload of the stock, you can just buy little bits at, again, ticker symbol FNRG, and that's forcefieldenergy.com. And investments do involve risk, so keep that in mind. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. Michael is on the line, Southeast New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Hey. I had a few comments about the Cantwell Kokesh. Actually, I was really happy to hear Lumpy call in and give his thoughts, because I hadn't really heard anything, because I've been listening for a while. You know, I mentioned Kokesh. I hadn't really heard anything that I could really get behind. But Lumpy brings up a lot of points. I kind of went blank.
Was there one of them that you wanted to expound on?
Well, yeah, there's a few. One of the things that Lumpy said was that I guess Kent Boyle says that violence is inevitable, and I think he kind of questioned that a little bit. I want to kind of try to empathize with Kent Boyle. I think the state or the government is an institution based on gaining from violence and perpetuating violence, therefore gaining more. So from that standpoint, I think Cantwell has a point that there's going to be a time at which, you know, the state's going to just be overbearing on the liberty movement. Now, whether or not you really believe that, I think there's, at that point, you know, the question is there ever a time when you say to the bully, the person who's kicking you around, no, I'm not taking this anymore. I'm going to defend myself. I'm going to defend the people here.
Yeah, it's not really a correct analogy. We're not talking about a schoolyard bully. We're talking about an organization of bullies who has legitimacy in people's minds. So the thing is, the other people don't see those people as bullies. And so if you're talking about a bully, then just a standard bully, it's pretty easy to get the people who are observing that bully beating on you to understand that, hey, that's not right. But if you give that bully a badge and a uniform and the legitimacy of the aura of the police department to surround themselves with, then other people watching it will say, boy, that kid must have done something to deserve that beating, or whatever. You know, they'll give themselves reasons and excuses for what the bully is doing to you because he's a police officer at that point. So it's not fair to make that comparison, I don't think.
Well, and thanks for that. I think that's something that a lot of people question this, and they don't really get the point that it's not the fact that they're aggressing against you. It's what other people see in that situation. And I share your concerns that, you know, anytime I hear about someone being violent at all, I'm like, oh, God, don't be labeled a libertarian. Mm. You know, Chris Dorner, oh, I'm glad you're not a libertarian, Chris Dorner, because as great as you are, you know, I don't want to say that particularly, but as much of a stand, as righteous of a stand as he might have taken, you know, I don't want that label.
Right. So then in that case, you don't sound like you're really in favor of using violence.
No, but I think that's a question that a lot of people need to ask. And I also think that people are using both Cantwell and Kokesh inconsistently. People say that they've done provocative things, and I don't think that equates aggression. I want to bring up, I think it's a Genesis Network advertisement that comes up for Guns and Weed. And whenever I listen to the show somewhere in public and that advertisement comes on, I'm like, oh, you know, this is going to paint me such a violent person. And, you know, so I understand, but at the other hand, I haven't heard anyone really criticize Guns N' Weed, or I think that's out of Arizona, isn't it?
Guns N' Weed is a movie that Michael W. Dean created from the Freedom Fiends with his partner,
yes.
Emma Vidotti. It's an excellent film. It's very well thought and well researched, well written, well shot, and it's a great outreach movie to show to people who support decriminalization or legalization of weed, and also support gun freedom because it helps, I think, unite both sides of that. So, I'm not sure, you're saying that by listening to that commercial in public, it's embarrassing to you?
Well, the commercial itself has gunshots, it has shotgun, clicks, like mm-hmm. Adam Kokesh did on Freedom Plaza or wherever that was. It has a quote says, the Second Amendment says that you have to keep your weed and your gat intact or something like that, and it's overtly kind of, I don't really want to say aggressive because I don't want to equate the terms aggressive and provocative, but it's definitely provocative. It's something that's going to say, well, why are these people acting, reacting? So,
I never caught that from that ad, but I guess I can understand why somebody would feel that way.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
But, ultimately, if you're listening to a radio show, you don't control what the advertisers are, so how that would reflect on you as though you were somehow the program director or the salesperson who sold those ads in the first place.
Sure it does. The advertisers can be a reflection of the show, and the show is a reflection of the listeners.
Yeah, not really, though. I mean, advertisers, for instance, on our show, I don't even know who all of them are. I'll give you an example. We've got 125 radio affiliates, and every one of those radio affiliates has local advertisers that they play during our breaks. And I don't know what those advertisers are.
All right.
I don't have any necessary affiliation, unless it's my voice, endorsing a product. Then it's not my endorsement, And we don't just give away endorsements on Free Talk Live. But I understand that, in which case you might want to be careful with whom you listen to programs that might potentially be embarrassing to you, I guess.
Yeah, but I think Michael was just saying that I think he was kind of agreeing with us a little bit, that people saying things and delivering a message a certain way can turn people off.
Against you, yeah. If they don't know the whole message, if all they hear is a gunshot or something like that, and they jump to conclusions, and certainly if they see you blasting away on some cops, they're going to jump to some real fast conclusions about that. And so I think people really need to think. And I agree with you, Michael, that people do need to think about this issue. And I'm glad from that perspective that Chris Cantwell has forced it to the forefront again, because it is an important one. And I thank you for the call tonight. There's more coming up.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California Health Tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland. And the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can bring up anything. Even in these remaining moments, we may have enough time to sneak your thoughts in here into a conversation that at this time is about violence. But you don't have to stay on that topic. You can bring up anything that you would like. And with you tonight, it's Ian. Oh, sorry, Johnny Ray. Try that again.
And Johnny Ray.
I will learn this board one of these days. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we will take your Skype calls as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing here on this program, doesn't matter whether or not you agree with the host. In fact, the hosts of the show don't always agree anyways. But if you like the idea that people...
I don't agree with the shirt you chose to wear tonight.
Sorry about that. What is so disagreeable about it?
It's just too old-fashioned.
Too many stripes. Looks too 80s or
it's
something
87
like that.
Is what it
is. It
does
have that 80s feel to it. You know, what's old is new again.
That's true. And, you know, it's funny, wearing shorts. Now, I'm already behind the times on this, and that's the most hilarious thing. But this fad has probably come and gone. But wearing shorts and black socks and athletic shoes is the thing to do these days.
It's in now?
Right. That used to be an identifier of an old man, and now just the opposite is true.
Now it's a hip young person. Huh?
Exactly.
All right. So you can see the shirt at cam.freetalklive.com. Make your own determination about that. But we will take your calls here, and go to amp.freetalklive.com if you like the show. If you like what we're doing, you like that we're getting the ideas of liberty out to a general audience, that we're on over 120 radio stations coast to coast, we're on XM and all these other places. If you like that and you want us to expand, then please be an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to Temper. Temper is listening in Springfield to LRN.FM, and that's Springfield, Missouri, because there's a bunch of Springfields out there. Temper, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I was just wondering, what's the difference between, say, Chris Cantwell and Larkin Rose's When Should You Shoot a Cop?
I'm glad you brought that up, because that was my point that I posted on the – one of the points I posted on the Free State Project Facebook group is that if they're going to ban Chris Cantwell, if they're going to kick Chris Cantwell out, they should also be consistent and kick out Larkin Rose because, as you said, he wrote an entire essay about when you should shoot a cop. And in essentially, it's the same position that Chris Cantwell has. Larkin, in fact, justifies using violence imminently if some state agent is aggressing. Larkin Rose basically justifies the use of violence in response in his article. So I think that the Free State Project Board has put themselves into, by even taking this issue on in the first place, they've now put themselves into a difficult position of saying, well, we think Chris Cantwell doesn't belong because of his position about violence here, and then ignoring Larkin Rose, who's someone that the Free State Project has invited to be a speaker at multiple events that they've held, so the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I believe he's been at the Liberty Forum. I know he's been at more than one Porcupine Freedom Festival. And you know, this guy is somebody, is another guy who I also like personally. I've had Larkin on the show. I think he does a great job communicating the ideas of liberty. His books are fantastic. The Superstition, the World's, what, oh damn it, I forget the name of it. But anyway, his book about the most dangerous superstition.
The
that's
most
it.
Dangerous superstition.
It's an excellent, excellent book. Well, Larkin's a fantastic writer. He's a great communicator. But like Chris Cantwell, he's angry, and he's got an axe to grind, and he gets out there, and he says things about using violence against the state. So I think that if the Free State Project Board is going to be consistent, and I don't expect them to be, but if they want to appear consistent, they need to boot Larkin Rose out, too. Either that or reinstate Chris Cantwell.
Now, what does this membership include? When you're, like, a member of the Free State Project, is that, like, an oxymoron where how can a Free State Project have, I don't know, like an official membership?
Well, the Free State Project is a participation that you are signing up, your statement of intent. The statement of intent is that you'll move to New Hampshire and you will be as active as you can be to achieve more liberty in your lifetime, essentially, or as they put it, a government that is maximum role is the protection of life, liberty, and property. So when you sign that statement, you become a participant in the Free State Project.
Okay, so there's like an official membership. Is there like an agreement that you sign?
There's a declaration of intent. And
right.
You append your name to it.
Now, one of the problems the Free State Project has here, I think, in taking this position is their statement about that they will not tolerate as a member someone who advocates for violence or is a bigot or is a racist. This appears on their frequently asked questions page. I think that's a mistake. If those things are important, and I think they are, they should appear on the sign-up page. They should be there within that statement, and it should be crystal clear. That way you don't have to be looking at the frequently asked questions to find out this information. So I think they've dropped the ball on that aspect. I'd like to see that corrected. But I hope that answers your question. Does it, Temper?
It kind of does. But I mean, a statement of intent doesn't sound like a binding contract. I mean,
no, it's not a contract at all. It's not a contract.
Okay, when you join a membership, there's usually some sort of contract.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily, but you're not joining as a member. You're joining as a participant in the Free State Project. There are also friends. You can join as a friend of the Free State Project if you're somebody who just likes the Free State Project. You don't necessarily know if you want to move yet, or maybe
it's
you feel like you
for
can't.
New Hampshire natives too.
Yeah, maybe you feel like you can't move. Yes, that's right. New Hampshire natives could be friends of the Free State Project. So no, at no point is it a binding obligation. I mean, if you sign the statement of intent and you decide you don't want to move, then you're not obligated. Nobody's going to take you to court. You know, it's nothing that can be taken action on. Thanks, Temper, for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. Michael is on the line. Michael Dean, actually, from the Freedom Fiends on Skype. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how you doing? A couple things. One is I wanted to address the last caller who had an issue with us using the shotgun sound in the ad. I guess it might scare people who are listening to him listen to the Fiends or LRN or GCN. And another thing I want to say is that while I do agree 100% with Ian about violence is not the answer, and I am a gun guy, but I'm never going to go after anybody who isn't pointing a gun or a weapon at me at the time. I think you were wrong about what you said about Larkin Rose. His thing is different from what Cantwell's saying. Larkin Rose's thing is not advocating shooting cops. It is saying that in his opinion, people who say they believe in the Second Amendment but are shocked at the idea of shooting a cop are having some disconnect because he's saying that was the original intent. He's not saying it's time or it's ever going to be time. You should go check it out again.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at it earlier today. I can pull it up here in a moment and pull that up. But and I understand that Larkin Rose has a lot of fans who are coming to his defense on this. But here it is at the very end of his article, which is entitled When You Should Shoot a Cop, which, by the way, is a much more incendiary title than Chris Cantwell's article about the Bearcat. Let's see here. Toward the very end of his article, he says the correct answer is, so the question, when should you shoot a cop? The correct answer is, quote, when evil is legal, become a criminal. When oppression is enacted as a law, become a lawbreaker. When those violently victimizing the innocent have badges, become a cop killer. And that's basically the same thing, except that's not just what Chris Cantwell said. It's actually more of a statement of what you should do now from Larkin Rose. Because Chris Cantwell's saying he sees this in the future. He sees a violent future. Larkin Rose is saying if somebody has a badge and they are violently victimizing the innocent, which they do every single day in this country, that you should kill a cop. And I'm sorry, that's pretty much the same thing as Cantwell.
Yeah, I'm not agreeing with Larkin's thing there. I was thinking of his video, which is similarly titled and different context.
Well, there you go. Yeah, so in that case, Larkin Rose should be booted from the Free State Project if they want to remain consistent.
Larkin's funny, though. I've never heard Cantwell, but is he a comedian?
He is a comedian.
I don't know anything about him.
I think Cantwell's funny. A lot of people don't think he's funny because Cantwell is fairly crass in his comedy, but I've enjoyed the comedy that I've seen him perform.
You said he's also a drinker or a recovering drinker?
He used to be a pretty heavy drinker, and this year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, he was not drinking. He had actually stopped for a few weeks in advance of that. I think he's had a few drinks since then, but seems to have it under control, which I think is really great.
Yeah, I used to drink a lot. I was a lot more angry. I'm not now.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that certainly doesn't help you with an anger problem. And not living in New Hampshire also is a way to stay angry, I'm telling you. Well, I mean,
you always sell it. You do a good job, man.
True.
I got to commend you on that.
Well, it was my experience.
I'm actually on that list of people who are pledged to New Hampshire from years ago, but I'm
really
not there. Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So what's it going to take to get you out of your basement in Wyoming?
My windowless bunker? No, I'm not coming, man. but I want to talk about the gunshots in the South. I never, ever thought of the Guns and Weed ad, the radio ad, as being incendiary. And as a matter of fact, I'm really careful not to sound incendiary. And I, you know, listen to our shows and listen to your shows the way that, like, ball players watch the videos afterwards and try to improve their game.
No, I always thought your ad was fun. I always thought it was fun and funny, but
I think that the shotguns are just because I don't like the whoosh sound that's used in ads. The whoosh,
you can't please everybody, Michael Dean.
Yeah.
I can't summon up the courage to listen to myself. I've only done it twice.
We're out of time, but thank you for the call, Michael. That's Michael from the Freedom Fiends, and we'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. I want to introduce you to a new groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
When a zombie plague brings civilization to its knees, one family takes to the Atlantic to escape the chaos and avoid infection. What they find is a sea of tears and a few good Marines. But can they band together to build a refuge of hope, or will they continue to live under a graveyard sky? Under a Graveyard Sky from New York Times bestselling author John Ringo. On sale September 3rd, wherever books are sold.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.